President Obama's visit to Ethiopia this week has produced a flurry of media coverage about this country in the Horn of Africa. A lot of the media focused on a lack of democracy there. We'll hear more on that in a moment, but did you know this about Ethiopia?
There's the mystique of the Queen of Sheba. There's the belief that the Ark of the Covenant ended up there. They still have it in a church.
That's Abraham Verghese, a physician and the author of the novel Cutting for Stone. Verghese was born in Ethiopia and grew up near the capital, Addis Ababa. He was a medical student there when Emperor Haile Selassie was ousted in a coup in 1974. Verghese says there's much that sets Ethiopia apart from its neighbors.
The capital is at high altitude. The people are predominantly Christian, surrounded by Muslim nations. There's an old monarchy that goes back a long, long way. And it's a very different culture, I think, than many other African nations.
So this is the first time an American president goes to your country, a place where a lot has changed since you were a young man. But I gather Haile Selassie's totemic lions still roam their cages near the presidential palace, huh?
There was a pomp and ceremony associated with the emperor that was really quite incredible. A palace that looks like Buckingham Palace.
What do you think and feel now as you watch President Obama's trip to this country where you grew up?
Well, I'm hoping that it begins a new era in our relations with Ethiopia. America's had a long interest and presence in Ethiopia. We had a very major base in a place called Kano with lots of American servicemen. And then when the Derg came, a very totalitarian military government, America was displaced by Russia and Cuba. The previous prime minister, Meles Zenawi, was actually my classmate in medical school. Clearly, our paths departed. I came here during that overthrow and made a new life while he fought for 20 years as a guerrilla and basically took the country on the course it's on right now.
Yeah, in the wake of Meles Zenawi, though, democracy hasn't exactly thrived in Ethiopia. The parliamentary elections in May, 100% of the seats went to the governing party. Are you glad President Obama is going there? And what can he do to make Ethiopians think differently about democracy?
He's an enormously popular figure, and I can't imagine that his charisma, his charm, won't work some magic and soften the hearts of people who feel that it has to go a certain way.
Charisma can make a difference in democracy in Ethiopia, you think?
I'm not sure that charisma, but there's an earnestness about him. There's a connection to Africa, which I think has great appeal, and people lose sight of quite how he's perceived elsewhere. It's a bit sometimes naive to imagine that our kind of democracy, which, by the way, if you look at the way our Senate and our Congress operates, is not exactly a shining beacon to civil discourse and so on. But nevertheless, I think that the idea that we can just transplant that to any country is sometimes a bit short-sighted because there are deep, deep ethnic divides, including different languages, Sometimes I think we have notions that are just altogether too simplistic about what might work there, which is not to say one should foster autocracy or that sort of thing, but it doesn't always work the way we would imagine.
So, Abraham Verghese, if you could take President Obama to some place or some experience that you lived through when you were a young man in Ethiopia, what would you want him to see?
The people really suffered during this whole, long period of a Stalin-like rule. And when I went there the last time, I was sort of sad to see that some of that joy, some of that innate enthusiasm for life was sort of battered by the long years of service. And yet the smile on the faces of those children are just amazing. And I hope he'll take a walk through some of the impoverished slums. And I hope he'll feel that just natural love and joy that bubbles up in that sort of community. And I think he will. I think he'll see that.
Abraham Verghese is a physician. He's also the author of the novel Cutting for Stone. Been speaking with me from Palo Alto, California. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Pleasure to talk to you.